BBC News with Neil Nunes. Peru's former president, Alberto Fujimori, has been sentenced to 25 years in prison after being found guilty of ordering killings and kidnappings in the 1990s. He was held responsible for the massacre of 25 people by an army death squad during the war against Maoist guerrillas. The first time in Latin America that a democratically elected leader has been convicted of such abuses. His lawyers say he will appeal. Mr. Fujimori's daughter, Keiko, said the Fujimori movement she leads will continue to support him.
Que obviamente el fujimorismo no se va a quedar de brazos.
Obviously, the Fujimori movement will not sit back and fold its arms. We're going out onto the streets to openly demonstrate our support for the best president this country has had, for the president who saved our country from terrorism. We shall do so peacefully, because we feel proud of the job he did. If they think that this sentence will weaken us politically, they're wrong.
On his first visit to Iraq since taking office, President Obama has said it's time for Iraqis to take responsibility for their country. Mr. Obama arrived in Baghdad at the end of a visit to Turkey aimed at rebuilding U.S. relations with the Muslim world. From Baghdad, here's Jim Muir.
Both to his own troops and to Iraqi leaders, President Obama had the same general message. U.S. forces will be leaving. He's keen to get all of them out by 2011, and it's time for the Iraqis to take responsibility for their own country. The next 18 months, he told the troops, would be crucial. And to the Iraqi Prime Minister and President, he said the leadership must find ways of overcoming their differences and making sure the Iraqi political institutions and security forces were all embracing, so that everybody had a stake in the country's future and stability.
The president of Moldova, Vladimir Voronin, has said that violent protests against the re-election of the Communist Party amount to an attempted coup. Mr. Voronin said he would protect Moldova from a handful of fascists drunk on anger. Earlier, demonstrators stormed parliament, throwing computers through windows and lighting fires. The mayor of Chisinau and opposition leader Dorin Kertoka said the protests had not been planned.
The communists are the ones who rigged the election. As a result of this fraud, youths from the Chisinau municipality started an absolutely spontaneous protest. This spontaneous rally was joined by other youths from lyceums, universities, as well as by other residents of Chisinau.
North Korea has warned that it will react strongly if the UN Security Council censors its launch of a long-range rocket at the weekend. North Korea's deputy ambassador at the UN, Park Dong-hun, did not say what steps would be taken except that they would be strong. He repeated that his country had launched a rocket to put a satellite into space. World News from the BBC. Members of the United States Congress have met the former Cuban leader Fidel Castro at the end of a five-day visit to the island. It's the first known meeting between Fidel Castro and U.S. officials since he had surgery in 2006. The officials were from a congressional Black Caucus delegation which met President Raul Castro on Monday. In those talks, they discussed normalizing relations, and they say they're convinced the Cuban president is ready to end 50 years of hostility with the U.S. A strong aftershock has hit central Italy nearly 2 days after an earthquake caused great damage in the region. Monday's quake killed more than 200 people and injured more than 1,000. 150 people have been pulled alive from the rubble, including a 98-year-old woman. From L'Aquila, Dominic Hughes has this report.
There have been a series of tremors here throughout the day, but as evening drew in, a much larger one hit. A deep elemental rumbling was followed almost immediately by the sound of falling masonry. The ground started to sway and wobble, almost as though waves were passing beneath your feet. It lasted about 10 seconds or so, but that was long enough to bring down already fragile buildings in the old part of town.
The Rwandan president, Paul Kagame, has accused other countries of cowardice during the Rwandan genocide. Addressing a rally of 20,000 people in the capital, Kigali, to mark the 15th anniversary of the genocide, he said that United Nations troops had abandoned their post without firing a shot. As part of commemorations, thousands of candles were lit in Kigali, spelling out the word hope in three languages. Vermont has become the fourth American state to legalize gay marriage after legislators overrode a veto by the state governor. A campaign is underway to allow gay men and lesbians to marry in all the states of New England. Massachusetts and Connecticut have already approved bills, along with the Midwestern state of Iowa. That's the latest BBC.